German colonization of Africa started at the end of the 17th century when the Brandenburg Margraves established settlements known as the Prussian Gold Coast in today's Ghana, Benin, and Mauritania. More than a century later, between 1884 and 1919, the German Empire extended its power over large parts of Africa in today's Togo, Cameroon, Burundi, Rwanda, Tanzania, and Namibia. In doing so, the Germans, just like France and Great Britain, also traded black human lives and exotic goods. But for a long time, Germany seemed to suffer from colonial amnesia, a term used by scholar Jürgen Simmerer to define the lack of interest and knowledge of the country towards its own colonial past. Andreas Eckert is a historian of colonialism at the Humboldt University in Berlin. He explains the central role of the German Empire in what is known as the scramble for Africa.
Germany's empire was, compared to many other colonial empires, rather short-lived. It only lasted for approximately 30 years. Germany has been part of what has been called the scramble for Africa. A number of European powers got more interested in Africa and attempted to colonize it, and Germany became part of it. Germany's Chancellor Bismarck, who had the reputation of being against colonies or the need for colonies, nevertheless organized the famous Berlin Conference that took place in 1884-1885, where a number of European powers participated in order to organize or orchestrate the colonization of Africa.
Okay. Otto von Bismarck might have been reluctant to the idea of colonies, yet three factors contributed to Germany settling in Africa.
The pushing forces within Germany were, on the one hand, merchants and traders who did business on the Africa coast for a while, and they very much had the idea to secure their business, and that's why they called for German administration and German military support. The others were also missionaries who had started in the mid-19th century, sometimes earlier, to bring Christianity and our, as a sort, civilization to Africa. And then there were, of course, people who thought that for reasons of power and for strategic reasons, Germany power needed also colonies.
As Germany consolidated its presence in Africa, resistance movements appeared. In southern Tanzania, the Hiya people rebelled. In the 1890s, with their leader Mkwawa, they managed to keep the Germans at bay, but were eventually overpowered. Today, Mkwawa is remembered as a national hero in Tanzania, while little is known about him in Germany. A few years later, the Maji Maji rebellion, between 1905 and 1907, was another attempt by local populations to overthrow the German oppressors. Eventually, the rebels were overcome, and nearly 300,000 of them died, not only in the guerrilla, but also out of starvation. From 1904 to 1908, in what is often described as the first genocide in history, between 24,000 and 100,000 Herero and Amharic people were killed in today's Namibia during a campaign of racial extermination by the Germans. Just like with the Hiya and the Maji Maji rebellions, many Germans are unaware of that episode of their history. German writer Nora Bosson's upcoming novel evolves around a UN mission in Africa. She gives some insights as to why Germany's collective memory of its colonial past is so scarce.
Actually, the existence of German colonialism is not very broadly conscient, or it's not very known. For example, in school, we didn't talk about that too much. We talked about the English colonialism and the French. We didn't even talk about the Belgian colonialism. So Germany lost the colonies after the First World War, and I have the impression that they also lost the guilt.
After World War I, the German colonial empire was dismantled and shared between France, the United Kingdom, and Belgium to the Versailles Treaty in 1919, and Germany's responsibility for its crimes in Africa faded away for decades to come. A contributing factor of this collective amnesia is that for years, Germany has focused its remembrance culture on the largest genocide ever perpetrated by mankind, that of the Holocaust during World War II. Nevertheless, at a time where global inequalities are acknowledged, activists, politicians and institutions alike are coming forward and demand that the country makes amends for its colonial crimes. Emmanuel Schaas for RFI in Berlin.